بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. This morning we would like to continue our lesson in مختصر أصول أهل السنة والجماعة. In summary of the fundamentals of Ahl Sunnah, those who gather upon the Quran and the Sunnah as understood by the Sahaba. And this is summary is some of the beliefs. It doesn't consist of all of them. What we like to be in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Fajr, and continuing in doing so, this is a good treatise to read from. And we arrived in the section where the Shaykh, he's speaking about the fundamentals of Ahl Sunnah with regards to the belief in the books of Allah. The beliefs in the books of Allah. But prior to that, on page number 257, في صفحة 256 في نهاية الصفحة نحب أن نقرأ ما قد أخذنا في الدرس السابق، ولكن ربما لم يسجل. نحن ما زلنا في هذا الكتاب، كتاب طيب مختصر في أصول أهل السنة والجماعة. نحب بعد الفجر والأذكار أن نقرأ بعض الفوائد، وهذا كتاب طيب من أجل أن نستمر في ذكر الله عز وجل، سيما في أيام مثل هذه. مفروض أن نستغل الفرصة لذكر الله عز وجل. وقد وصلنا إلى قول الشيخ: فمن ادعى النبوة بعده أو جوز النبوة بعده في غيره فهو كافر كفرا أكبر مخرج من الملة. We arrived in the section where the Shaykh, he mentioned whoever claims prophethood or claims that it's permissible for anyone to have prophethood after him, meaning after the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then he is disbelieved. He has left the fold of Islam. So this is the belief of Ahl Sunnah, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the last of messengers. هذا اعتقاد أهل السنة والجماعة. كما ذكرنا قول الله عز وجل: وما أرسلناك إلا كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا. وما أرسلناك إلا كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. We have not sent you except as Bashira wa Nadhira, as a giver of glad tidings and a plain warner. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. However, most of mankind, they do not know. وَكَذَلِكَ قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَى عَبْدِهِ لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَى أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. And from the proofs of this is the statement where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, say, O mankind, verily I am a messenger to you. I am a messenger sent to all of you. And Allah the Most High, he says, blessed be he, the one who sent down the criterion upon his slave, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for him to be a warner to all of mankind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned the statement that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is not a father of any men from amongst you. However, he is the messenger of Allah and the seal of all prophets. فقال الشيخ فمن ادعى النبوة بعده أو جوز النبوة بعده في غيره فهو كافر كفرا أكبر مخرج من الملة. Whoever claims prophethood after the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or he believes it to be permissible, he believes it to be permissible for someone to claim prophethood after him, then he has disbelieved, the disbelief that takes him out of the fold of Islam. لا ينفعه إقراره بنبوة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا ينفعه حتى يضم إليها ما سبق. It's not befitting and it has no benefit for him, even if he approves of the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except that he believes in what we have mentioned from the proofs that we have mentioned based on these ayat that we have just mentioned regarding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being sent to all of mankind, and the fact that he is the prophet, the messenger of Allah, and the prophet, the last of all prophets. وبعضهم يدعون أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هو نبي ولكن مرسل إلى العرب. ومن ادعى أن محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسول الله رسول إلى العرب فقد فهو خارج من الملة لا ينفعه إقراره بنبوة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى يضم إليها ما سبق. Whoever claims that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the messenger sent to exclusively to the Arabs, as we know some people that ascribe to Islam from those who follow Louis Farrakhan, those who follow Louis Farrakhan, they say that he's sent to the Arab. They believe that a man named Elijah Muhammad is sent to the black man, to African-American men. هذا كفر. والدليل ما ذكرنا من الآيات السابقة. And the proof against them is the statements of Allah that we have just mentioned. الذي يدعى أن رجل اسمه Elijah Muhammad هو رسول الله إلى السود فهذا كفر مخرج من الملة. لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما قال الله عز وجل ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين. هو خاتم النبيين. Whoever believes that another man came after the messenger of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, as a messenger, he is disbelieved. He is disbelieved because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Muhammad is not a father of any men from amongst you. However, he is the messenger of Allah and the seal of all prophets, meaning he's the last of all prophets. So if someone believes that he is sent exclusively to the Arab, which some people believe, and he is not sent to all of mankind, إنه يعني رحمة للعالمين كما قال الله عز وجل وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. As Allah says, I have not sent you except as a mercy to all of mankind. As we know, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, He was the giver of glad tidings. He's a witness from amongst us, and he was also one who warned, who sent warning. ذكر الشيخ شيخ عبد الحميد الحجوري حفظه الله قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والذي نفس محمد بيده لا يسمع بي أحد من هذه الأمة يهودي ولا نصراني حتى يموت لا ثم يموت ولم يؤمن بالذي أرسلت به إلا كان من أصحاب النار. قال والذي نفس محمد بيده لا يسمع بي أحد من هذه الأمة يهودي ولا نصراني ثم يموت ولم يؤمن بالذي أرسلت به إلا كان من أصحاب النار. هذا الحديث رواه مسلم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, by the one in whom my soul is in, no one hears about me. No one hears about me from the Christians or the Jews, from the Jews or the Christians. And then he dies, except that if he does not believe in that which I have been sent with, he will be from the people of the hellfire. By the one whom my soul is in, he said, by the one whose soul Muhammad is in, his soul is in. No one from the Jews nor the Christians will hear about, and hear about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hear about the da'wah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then he passes away, and he does not believe. If he passes away and he does not believe in that which which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent with, then he will be from the hellfire. Iyadan billah. You seek refuge with Allah from that. Al-an, al-asl al-rabi'. Now we move on to the next principle. ومن أصول أهل السنة والجماعة الإيمان بكتب الله عز وجل المنزلة على أنبيائه ورسله أنها كلام الله ووحيه وتنزيله. قال الله تعالى لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان. And from the fundamentals of Ahl Sunnah is they believe in the books of Allah. They believe in those books that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down upon his prophets and his messengers. They believe that is the speech of Allah. They believe that it is the speech of Allah that is revelation, not just the speech of Allah, but it's revelation. And it is that which he has sent down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. Verily we sent our messengers with clear guidance. وَأَنْزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمِيزَانِ. And we sent with them, sent down with them, the book and the scale. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes clear that he sent the prophets with books. He sent the messengers with books. He sent the messengers with books. And these books are books of guidance. هذه الكتب, كتب منزلة. هدى للناس من أجل أن الناس يتبعون الرسل والوحي الذي هم جاءوا بها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent messengers, and he sent with these messengers books as guidance for those of each nation to follow the guidance that their messengers came with. قال الشيخ والكتب كثيرة أعلمنا الله عز وجل منها بالتوراة. هناك خطأ مطبعي. هنا عندنا بالتوارة والصحيح أن نقدم الراء على الألف بالتوراة. بالتوراة. There's a miss. There's a typo here in the Risala where the Alif comes before the Ra. It's correct for the Ra to come before the Alif. بالتوراه. بالتوراه. والكتب كثيرة. أعلمنا الله عز وجل منها بالتوراة والإنجيل والقرآن وصحف إبراهيم وصحف موسى والزبور. الله عز وجل, he sent many books. Allah made clear to us and mentioned to us some of them. The Torah. التوراه هي الكتاب الذي أنزله الله على موسى عليه السلام بعد هلاك فرعون. وكما قال الله عز وجل في كتاب الكريم دليل لذلك في سورة القصص, قال الله عز وجل ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب من بعد ما أهلكنا القرون الأولى بصائر للناس وهدى ورحمة لعلهم يتذكرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent the Torah, as some would say in English, the Torah, upon Musa alayhi salam. And when did he send the Torah upon Musa alayhi salam? He sent it to him, he revealed it upon him after the people of Fir'aun and his people did not follow the revelation and the guidance that he came with. From Suhuf Musa. And هناك اختلاف بين العلماء, هل هناك فرق بين صحف موسى والتوراة؟ شيخ العثيمين رحمه الله يقول الله أعلم. وبعض العلماء يقولون أن الفرق بين التوراة والإنجيل, التوراة وصحف موسى, أن صحف موسى قبل هلاك قوم فرعون, والتوراة بعد هلاكهم. ويذكرون قول الله عز وجل ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب من بعد ما أهلكنا القرون الأولى. من بعد ما أهلكنا القرون الأولى بصائر للناس وهدى ورحمة لعلهم يتذكرون. Some have mentioned a difference between the Torah, which is called the Torah, and the tablets. Now the tablet, yani the tablets of Musa. Some have mentioned that the tablets of Musa came before, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first revealed basic rules that and laws that he used to send, or he used to guide the people to and inform the people of. And that the Torah came after Allah destroyed Fir'aun and his people, his followers. And they mention the proof from Surah Al-Qasas and this other proof. But one of the clearest proofs is the statement where Allah says, verily, we gave Musa the book after, يعني من بعد ما أهلكنا القرون الأولى, after we destroyed the first generation, basa'ira lin-nas, as a clear guidance to mankind, to give insight to mankind, to open their eyes, to give them proper understanding. Guide as a guidance and a mercy. La'allahum yatadhakkarun. Perhaps they will be from those who remember. Al-Kutub min Kutubillahi Azza wa Jalla al-Munazzala al-Tawrah. Wa laysa Tawrah allati tuqra' aw bima yusammuna Old Testament kama yaqra'un an-nas fi hadha al-'asr. La. Lanna kutubuhum ghayyaruha. كتبهم غيروها ومن كتب الله عز وجل المنزلة الإنجيل الإنجيل هذا الكتاب الذي أنزله الله أنزله على عيسى عليه السلام and from those books that have been sent down is the book of الإنجيل. And we say the Torah and the Injil, we're not speaking with regards to the Old Testament as the Jews would call it or the people of the book would call it, the Old Testament, the New Testament. These books that they're reading today, Old Testament, New Testament, which is called the Bible, these are books have been authored by the hands of their scholars. This is that which they have authored with their own hands. This is not, they have changed the scripture. They have changed that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated when he sent his prophet Musa and prophet Isa with the books of Revelation. Na'am. من الكتب التوراة والإنجيل والقرآن كلام الله عز وجل القرآن كلام الله عز وجل كتاب الذي منزل على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كتاب الذي هو يعتبر مهيمن على كتب غيره هذا الكتاب كتاب الذي لا يتغير ولا يتبدل ومكث كما أرسله الله سبحانه وتعالى على رسوله كما قال الله عز وجل ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين إلى قول الله عز وجل والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليه وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون هذا الكتاب لا ريب فيه هذا الكتاب كتاب الله عز وجل هو كتاب الله عز وجل منزل على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نعم الله سبحانه وتعالى sent down the book of Allah القرآن as a guidance to all of mankind as a guidance to all of mankind this is the book as Allah سبحانه وتعالى says This book, there's no doubt in it. Guidance, hudan lil muttaqin, a guidance for all of the believers, those who have taqwa, those who have consciousness of Allah, and those who believe, they believe in that which came down upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that which came down upon those who come before them. And they believe in the last day. They're certain and they clear have clarity regarding the last day. وَصُحُفِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَصُحُفِ مُوسَى وَاللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ ذَكَرَ هَذَيْنِ الْكِتَابَيْنِ يعني صُحُفِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَصُحُفِ مُوسَى فِي سُورَةِ الْأَعْلَى كَمَا قَالَ إن هذا لفي الصحف أولى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى, صحف إبراهيم وموسى. Allah mentions this in Surah Al-A'la. Verily this guidance is in the first of revelations, the first of tablets. He says, Suhufi Ibrahim wa Musa. And the tablets of Ibrahim and Musa. والزبور, الزبور, كتاب منزل على داود عليه السلام. The Zubur is for the book that is sent down upon Dawood alayhi salam. And some have mentioned there's other books, and we will get into it some other time, with regards to other prophets. And this term Zubur is a term that's been used with regards to revelation. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, فَاسْأَلُ أَهْلِ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالزُّبُرِ. Zubur jam' zubur. Bilbayinat was zubur. Ask the people of knowledge if you do not know. With clarity. And text. فَيَجِبُ عَلَيْنَا أَن نُؤْمِن بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ تَكَلَّمَ بِكُتُبِهِ وَأَنزَلَهَا عَلَى رُسُلِهِ وَفِيهَا مِنَ الشَّرَاعِ وَالْأَحْكَامِ فِيهَا من الشراع والأحكام ما يحتاج إليه الناس إلا أنها قد غيرت وبدلت التوراة والإنجيل وغيرهما من الكتب كما أخبر الله عز وجل. The Sheikh, he mentioned that it is incumbent upon us to believe that these books, meaning these books that have been mentioned, and other than them, is the speech of Allah. And Allah spoke the word. تَكَلَّمَ بِكُتُبِهِ. He spoke the word of His revelation. And He sent it down upon His messengers. And in these books is clear guidance and rulings that mankind is in need of. In these books is guidance and rulings, legislation, guidance and rulings, which mankind is in need of. And the only thing with regards to this is that these books, aside from the Quran, they have changed, they have been altered, they have been fabricated. People have fabricated revelation and ascribed it to the messengers of Allah. غُيِّرَتْ وَبُدِّلَتْ. And they've came with other texts and other information and claimed that this is from the revelation of the messengers. They claim that this is from the revelation that Allah has sent down. And there's so much proof with regards to this. From them is the statement of Allah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا عَقَلُوهُ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. الله سبحانه وتعالى يبين لنا أن هناك كان فريق من الناس يسمعون كلام الله ثم بعد ذلك يحرفون كلام الله عز وجل من بعد ما عقلوا كلام الله, غيروه, بدلوه. وفي نفس الوقت هم عالمون ذلك. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the books as guidance for mankind to follow it as He has sent it down, without making any changes or any alterations to the revelation of Allah. And then after that, after Allah sent the revelation, mankind took, after comprehending it and understanding the books that Allah has sent down, they altered and changed the books of Allah to suit their whims, to suit their desires. And we mention the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He mentioned, وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. There was a group of people who used to listen to the speech of Allah. ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا عَقَلُوهُ. And then they would change it, they would alter it. They would make tahrif in the speech of Allah after understanding it. After understanding it. And at the same time, they knew what they were doing. They did this intentional, this alteration, and this fabrication, and changing the speech of Allah. They knew what they did. They knew they did it intentionally. وقال الشيخ وثبت القرآن العظيم الذي هو وحي الله وتنزيله ونوره ورحمته قال الله عز وجل إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. They changed the books that Allah sent to His prophets, His messengers. They changed the books that He sent to His prophets. They altered them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent as clear guidance and as a reminder to those nations that have come before, He sent the Qur'an, a book that is preserved and will never change. The Qur'an remains, which is the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which He has sent down, His light, His mercy to all of mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra, that verily we sent down the reminder, meaning Al-Qur'an, yana min asma'il Qur'an al-dhikr, yana min asma'il القرآن الذكر لأن الله عز وجل إن يقول إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر. Verily we sent down the ذكر. We sent down the ذكر. والذكر هو القرآن. وإنا له لحافظون. And verily we will preserve it. We have preservation of the Qur'an. وَمِنْ حِفْظِ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ قِرَاءَتُهُ وَتَدَبُّرُهُ وَتَعْلِيمُهُ لِلنَّاسِ وَحِفْظُهُ وَتَطْبِقُهُ فِي حَيَاتِنَا. It is incumbent upon us to preserve the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. And how do we preserve the book of Allah in our lives? We preserve the book of Allah by reading it, by comprehending it to the best of our ability, by reflecting on the revelation and the guidance that is therein, by memorizing this beloved book, Al-Quran, by teaching it to our families, by teaching it to our families and our communities. This is the way we preserve the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. فَنُؤْمِن بِالْقُرْآنِ لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ تَكَلَّمَ بِهِ عَلَى الْحَقِيقَةِ. We believe in the Qur'an. We believe in the Qur'an because Allah, mighty and majestic, He spoke the words of the Qur'an, He spoke it. Yani al-haqiqa. Realistically, in reality, He spoke it. Not in metaphor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, realistically, He spoke it. قال الله عز وجل فأجره حتى يسمع كلام الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, then make him stay next to you until he hears the Qur'an, until he's able to hear or listen to the Qur'an. هذا دليل على أن القرآن كلام الله. قال فأجره حتى يسمع كلام الله. وقال تعالى يريدون أن يبدلوا كلام الله. هذا دليل على أن القرآن كلام الله. يقال يريدون أن يبدلوا كلام الله. He said, and they want to change the speech of Allah. وعن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعرض نفسه على الناس في الموقف فقال ألا رجل يحملني إلى قومه فإن قريشا قد منعوني أن أبلغ كلام ربي قد منعوني أن أبلغ كلام ربي. كل هذه الألفاظ يعني هاتان آيتان وكذلك هذا الحديث دليل على أن القرآن كلام الله, على أن القرآن كلام الله. The Sheikh in this section here, he's making it clear based on these two verses and this hadith that we're going to translate that the Quran, we believe that the Quran is the speech of Allah. It's the speech of Allah. وعندما نفكر في يعني هذه صفة صفة كلام لا نظن ولا نقول أن هذه صفة مثل صفاتنا. صفة كلام لله عز وجل لا نشبه الله سبحانه وتعالى بخلقه. We do not think of speech or speech similar to the speech of Allah. ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع العليم. There is nothing similar to Allah and He is السميع, all hearing, العليم. وهو السميع البصير. He is the all hearing and all knowing, all seeing. فصفة كلام الله عز وجل القرآن وكلام الله عز وجل حقيقة. The speech of Allah, the Quran is the speech of Allah. And the Sheikh, he mentioned two proofs from the Quran and this hadith. He mentioned from them is this ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, make him be next to you until he hears the speech of Allah. كلام الله, until he hears the speech of Allah. And he mentioned the statement from Surah Al-Fath. They want to change the speech of Allah. يريدون أن يبدلوا كلام الله. They want to change the speech of Allah. وهذا يعني كلام واضح. هذا كلام واضح. يعني صفة كلام القرآن كلام الله هذا واضح. أما بالنسبة الإنجيل والتوراة أو ما يسمونه Old Testament أو New Testament لا نقول أن كتبهم كلام الله. لا نقول أن ما يقرؤون ويؤمنون به كلام الله. هذه صفة, صفة خاصة لله, خاصة للقرآن والكتب المنزلة من قبل. وإنما هم بدلوا كلام الله عز وجل بعدما عقلوه. بعدما عقلوا كلام الله غيروا. فلذلك كتبهم كما يقرؤون في هذا العصر ليس كلام الله. يعني بدلوا وغيروا ذلك يعني الوحي الذي الله عز وجل أرسل إلى رسله. This characteristic of the Quran being the speech of Allah, the real speech of Allah, we do not ascribe this to that which the Christians and the Jews read in this day and time, because they have added and they have changed. It's not the way that it was revealed. the revelation that came to Musa and Isa and Ibrahim and other than them, Dawood, and other than them from the messengers. This is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As far as with that which the people have written with their hands, we do not believe that the Bible as the Christians read it today, the Old Testament or the New Testament as the Christian, the Jews and the Christians read today, that this is the clear speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they have changed these books, they have altered these books, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned, and there used to be a group of people, they listened to the speech of Allah. As we mentioned the statement where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا عَقَلُوهُ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ أي كان يسمعون كلام الله. كتب المنزلة كلها كلام الله. ولكن غيروا وبدلوا كلام الله عز وجل بما كتبت أيديهم. فلذلك لا نقول أن ما يقرؤون ويؤمنون به في هذا العصر هو كلام الله، إنما هي كتب من أنفسهم. We do not believe that, the Muslim does not believe that that which the Christians and the Jews read in this day and time is in totality the speech of Allah. What they're reading is books that they have put together with their own hands. Books that they have authored with their own hands. They have altered and changed and took out and added verses from their own desires, from their own whims, from what they themselves wanted to promote. As we mentioned, the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is not in the text, but what we remember from the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about them changing the book. They changed the books, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned, وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. He used to be people who used to listen to the speech of Allah. And as we see, this shows that the كلام الله يعني كتب المنزلة السابقة يعني هي كلام الله كذلك. He said, كان فريق يسمعون كلام الله. There used to be a people who used to listen to the speech of Allah. ثم يحرفونه. And then they would change it. Meaning they would change the speech of Allah. من بعد ما عقلوه. After they understood it. وهم يعلمون. They knew what they were doing. When they changed the speech of Allah, they knew what they were doing. And they did it intentionally in order to suit their own whims, in order to follow their own desires, in order to profit from the wealth of the people, in order to gain more followers. And it caused division amongst themselves because of this changing. And this is the beauty of Islam. Al-Islam, يعني كل المسلمين يؤمنون بكتاب واحد ويقرؤون كل يوم في صلواتهم الخمس ويقرؤون ويؤمنون بكتاب واحد وهو القرآن الذي ما تغير وما تبدل ما تغير الكتاب وما تبدل هو كتاب الله عز وجل يعني كما أنزله سبحانه وتعالى على رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وما تغير. This is the beauty of Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the believers to all of the Muslims believe in one book. We don't have different versions. We don't have different editions. As the Christians, they have different versions of the Bible. They have different versions. They have different editions. They have different types of Bibles. The Muslims, we only have one Quran. And we believe in it, and we follow it, and it's never changed, and it will remain the same. It cannot be changed, it cannot be altered. It will remain as it is. This is the thing. This is that which unites us. This is that which unites us. That we all believe in one book. We all believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muhammad, the one who received the Quran as revelation. And this is a great ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we'll end it with translation of this hadith, or two hadith, with regards to the Quran being the kalam of Allah. This first hadith came on the authority of Jabir ibn Abdullah, قَدْ قَرَأْنَاهُ بِاللُّغَةِ الْعَرَبِيَّةِ عَنْ جَابِرِ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعرض نفسه على الناس في الموقف. He said, Jabir ibn Abdullah, he mentioned that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to introduce himself to the people openly in the mawqif. فَقَالَ أَلَا رَجُلٌ يَحْمِلُنِي إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. Is someone going to carry me to his people? فَإِنَّ قُرَيْشًا قَدْ مَنَعُونِي أَنْ أُبَلِّغَ كَلَامَ رَبِّي. He said, verily the Quraysh, they have prevented me from conveying the speech of my Lord. يعني هذا هو الشاهد. يعني قد منعوني أن أبلغ كلام ربي. هذا هو الشاهد. That they have prevented me, meaning they prevented him, ostracized him, and tormented the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and this did not want him to convey the message. So he said, who will carry me to his people so I can convey the message, the speech, so I can convey the speech of my Lord. فَبَيَّنَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ أَنَّ الْإِبْلَاغُ مِنْهُ وَإِنَّكَ الْأَنَّ كَلَامُ هُوَ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. يعني هذا الدليل على أن الإبلاغ منه صلى الله عليه وسلم وأن الكلام هو كلام الله من ربه. الدليل على أن الإبلاغ من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأن الكلام هو كلام الله عز وجل كلام من ربه سبحانه. This is clear proof that the conveyance of the message of Islam is upon him, that this is the conveyance is كما قال الله عز وجل وما عليك إلا البلاغ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, is not upon you except to convey the message. He said, is only upon you to convey the message. And as we know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he conveyed the message to all of mankind. But subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserve this book until this day and time. وقالت عائشة رضي الله عنها. And then Aisha رضي الله عنها, she mentioned in a statement once, she said, ولكن والله ما كنت أظن أن الله منزل في شأني ووحيا يتلى. قالت ولكن والله ما كنت أظن أن الله منزل في شأني وحيا يتلى. She said, by Allah, however, by Allah, I did not believe that Allah would send down revelation regarding my affair. Revelation regarding my affair that will be recited. لا شأني في نفسي كان أحقر من أن يتكلم الله في بأمر. هذا هو الشاهد. قالت لا شأني في نفسي كان أحقر من أن يتكلم الله في بأمر. Said, my affair, my situation, within myself, it was less and is more insignificant with her, meaning she believed that her situation is more insignificant than for Allah to speak with regards to her affair. And يتكلم الله في بأمري, for Allah to speak with regards to her affair. Well, what she intends with this is that, you know, she did not believe that Allah would speak. You know, he freed her from that which they ascribe to her. يعني في يق يعني تقصد في قصة إفك. في قصة الإفك. She did not believe that her affair was so important that Allah would send down revelation that would be read regarding her status. ولكن كنت أرجو أن يرى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في النوم رؤيا يبرئني الله بها. She said, however, I thought that, or I was hoping that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم would see in his sleep, he would see a dream that would free me, that Allah would free me from that which had been ascribed to me. والشاهد من هذا أنها قالت يعني ولكن والله ما كنت أظن أن الله منزل في شأني وحي يتلى لشأني في نفسي كان أحقر من أن يتكلم الله في بأمر الشاهد لشأني في نفسي كان أحقر من أن يتكلم الله في بأمر. She mentioned that she believed that her affair would not be that significant. She thought that her issues, her that which took place was insignificant for it to be brought forward. Meaning this is from tawadu'. This is from being from humbleness. This is from her humbleness. ونسأل الله عز وجل بمنه وكرمه أن يعيننا فعفوا على الإطالة. Excuse the extension. يعني نحن نحب هذا الدرس أن يكون نصف ساعة. We like for this class to be a half an hour. ثم إن شاء الله نأخذ شيء فشيء يوميا حتى نكمل الكتاب. We like to take a portion every day until we finish the book. And excuse my lengthy time in speech, going over half an hour. نسأل الله عز وجل لنا ولكم التوفيق. الحمد لله.